Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
He was a preacher who couldn't resist temptation.
The priest is accused of killing Sister Margaret Ann Paul in the chapel.
The strongest of cases against a powerful preacher in a town of true believers.
The legal age for marriage is at puberty. I'm not married to any teenage girls who don't want to be. I'm 74 years old.
I don't remember reading that in the Bible, sir.
You don't know anything about the Bible.
And he kept stabbing and smiling.
410 wounds, scars upon scars.
You're listening to Seven Deadly Sinners.
Welcome back to another episode of Seven Deadly Sinners, the final episode covering the Columbine tragedy. Thank you guys so much for listening, and shout out to Zelda, who suggested a portion of this episode that I will be covering. I love you guys for being invested and inspiring me every week. So in the final chapter of Columbine and its aftermath, I'm going to cover a few short cases of a young man and woman who were influenced by the massacre that helped them to try to make sense of what was going on in their heads. But more importantly, I'll cover survivors' stories of moving on, triumph, and even forgiveness in the face of such an awful tragedy. It's a true testament to the human spirit to hear how they faced incredible odds. Those affected by Columbine went on to create beautiful lives for themselves. Prolific poet Charles Bukowski maybe said it best when he said, quote, "What matters most is how well you walk through the fire." Linda Sanders would be a woman who certainly walked through fire. She had, after all, lost a doting husband who laid bleeding to death after rescuing hundreds of students. Linda tried to move on, and she knew that her late husband, Dave Saunders, coach and teacher at Columbine, would want her to. He'd want her to be protected, loved, and hugged in his absence. But it proved hard for future suitors to live up to Dave Saunders' legacy. I mean, he was not only a hero, but an amazing husband and the love of her life. So Linda coped the best way she could. There was a period that she self-medicated. She drank too much, took Valium, and she hardly spoke to anyone and withdrew. Can you blame her? I can't imagine I'd be any different. But eventually, she got sober. She took care of her parents as they aged. She walked the neighborhood. She avoided triggers like violent movies and places with alcohol. But one day, she got lonely. She was struck by the need for human companionship, for comfort. According to Dave Cullen's interview with her, in his book Columbine, she ran out her front door and looked for any neighbor that was home. She desperately needed a hug. She finally found a neighbor that was home reading a book. She walked in and said, "You're it," without even knowing the woman's name. Linda then said, "I need a hug." The woman said, "Okay," and hugged Linda as she cried. We all need a hug from time to time. And I think this is especially poignant in the time of COVID, where we are all just so damn alone. I think recognizing this and the vulnerability of it is freeing. Admit that you need a helping hand. Talk about your struggles and sorrows. Don't let them fester inside you to the point that they boil over. And yet, in the aftermath of Columbine, the legacy of what these boys did would continue to encourage struggling youth to boil and fester and hate. Granted, I know the teenage brain is still developing, hormones are raging wild, but I can't help but hope that there are other options. In another quote by Bukowski, he wrote, "We're all going to die. All of us. What a circus. That alone should make us love each other, but it doesn't. We are terrorized and flattened by trivialities. We are eaten up by nothing." And Dylan and Eric would spawn a following, eaten up, unable or unwilling to look beyond that. While I do not feel that Eric Harris and Dylan Klebold deserve any more airtime, I think it's important to note the effect the event had on the fragile minds of already fragile youth searching for some way to belong. And I also think it's important to talk about the more silent sorrows and triumphs of the victims. The media often focuses on the perpetrator more than the victim, like what made Richard Ramirez tick. How was Ted Bundy so charming? What made Stephen Paddock, that committed the horrendous Las Vegas shooting, do what he did? Yet even in that case, they stopped reporting on that incident as quickly as it came. Like it was just another news day.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
But unless we dig, we rarely hear about victims' stories. The stories of the victims directly hit, injured, and killed. But also, we rarely hear about the victims that were witnesses, that are loved ones, that are not directly wounded, but are instead struck by the emotional shrapnel that flies through the air, lodging into the skin and psyche of survivors. And we also rarely talk about the multiple seekers just wanting something to latch onto.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply. Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
There are the extreme cases of these multiple seekers, like the Virginia Tech shooter, Sung-hee Cho, who he struggled most of his life. He was shy at first and then eventually developed severe psychological disorders. He sought solace in glorifying the Columbine shooters when he felt angry, lonely, misunderstood, and inadequate as a foreign-born kid who paid a lot of attention to the students around him with more money and athletic success. Though he was incredibly smart, he seemed to lack the social skills to make a name for himself in his youth, even developing something known as selective mutism. It was around eighth grade, after Columbine, that a classmate saw Cho write on his binder, quote, "Fuck you all. I hope you all burn in hell." And he also wrote about how he wanted to repeat Columbine in a school essay. Now here's a kid begging for intervention by way of self-disclosure of his dark thoughts and desires, his pain. This alarmed the school and his parents, and they took him to a doctor who diagnosed him with social anxiety, major depressive disorder, and selective mutism, like I mentioned, which is when a person loses the ability to speak when triggered and during certain situations. With this intervention, he got on medicine and continued therapy. But when things didn't seem to get better in his teen social and school life, he stopped going to therapy and began writing about his desire to top Columbine. He still graduated high school and attended Virginia Tech University, but maintained his loner status, not ever establishing a friend group, and continued his threatening writings and escalating menacing persona into his senior year. He scared many students around him, especially female students, when he would take photos of their legs under their desks. But all the while, his parents truly had no idea what was going on in their son's head. He told them the therapy had helped and that he was fine. He was pushed very hard to succeed by his parents, which can be very stressful, sure, but they were also trying to get him the mental help that he needed, but this would only work if they had all the information. He began to mask his true feelings. Similar to Dylan Klebold's parents, they truly loved their son, almost to a fault, and thought that love and good family values were enough, but sometimes you can't fully know someone. On April 16th, 2007, 23-year-old Sung Hee Cho opened fire and killed 32 people, injured 23, some who jumped out windows to escape Cho. Then he eventually turned the gun on himself. It is the deadliest school shooting in U.S. history, and it was also the deadliest mass shooting by a lone gunman until it was surpassed 9 years later by the Orlando nightclub shooting. A suicide note found in his dorm included rants about rich kids, debauchery, and deceitful charlatans. He also sent manifestos and tapes to media outlets. Portions of these were released to the public.
"You have vandalized my heart, raped my soul, and torched my conscience. You thought it was one pathetic void life you were extinguishing. Thanks to you, I died, like Jesus Christ, to inspire generations of the weak and the defenseless people."
I truly don't believe, and certainly don't want to give credit to Eric and Dylan, that Columbine was anything more than a spark of an idea into the already troubled brain of Cho. As I believe that his mental illness had continued to be left unchecked, Cho would have gone on to do something similarly depraved. Columbine was a tipping point, not the source. In another case, and it's hard to quantify and compare tragedy, I know that, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that this was a much milder case of Columbine fandom. It's a story of Sol Pais, a beautiful teenage girl who traveled to Colorado from Miami to, well, we will never know her full motive, but likely we could look to the evidence of the outcome. She did this to simply end her life in the region that her idols ended theirs and so many other lives. She was lost, grasping for an identity, and she found a style of dress and a crush on Eric Harris, and she wasn't alone. She formed bonds with other Columbiners, fans of the shooters, who would often say later that they didn't condone what the killers did, but they felt what they felt. They had web pages dedicated to them. So when Sol showed up in Colorado on the eve of the 20-year anniversary of Columbine, the terrified community shut down schools and public areas, yet she wasn't really primed to do anything except end her own life. She was found near the base of Mount Evans in Jefferson County, Colorado, more than 2,000 miles away from her home in Florida. Prior to that, she had been seen running, holding a gun, and alarming locals. She was found dead in the snow alone. Her parents in Florida had been praying to locate their missing girl, having no idea that her fleeing, her death, her secret online life were right under their noses. Their grief is insurmountable, and they, like many well-intended parents, have really no idea what the hell is going on with their kid and who they are connecting with online. Saul's journals included page after page of self-loathing and pain. Quote, "Being alive is fucking overrated," it says on the first page above a sketch of a handgun being fired. Quote, "It becomes a fight to the death, fighting for my sanity, for my morals, for everything I've ever wanted." The last few days have been especially painful and tumultuous, which kickstarted me again to start revising my plans and getting...
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
On with them. So I basically spent the first few hours of my birthday cleaning through my belongings in preparation of my death. Huh. Gotta do what you gotta do. Her pages are littered with drawings of guns, knives, the world on fire, and a man in a trench coat holding a firearm. Dylan and Eric's writings seem to resonate with many lost and lonely youth. And with the shooting, that would go on to spur many more than just these two cases I mentioned. If you Wikipedia crimes committed with Columbine inspiration, the list is shockingly long. Like if your finger could hold down the scroll button, it would get tired just scrolling through the list of youth inspired by them to commit heinous crimes. And like Dylan and Eric, I think that infamy that could be attained also influence these youth, not just what they did, but the infamy of social media. We are increasingly becoming a more and more narcissistic society. The social media allure as an easy access to fame and the self-importance of all of it has created teens to feel more isolated, but also simultaneously feel more inspired to find their own way of being remembered for forever. Now, I'm not claiming to be right about all this, but I can't help but feel it in my gut that online fame, reality shows, and fandom play a role in the plans of destructive teens.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus, terms and conditions apply.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
But let's stop the glory mongering of the Columbine shooters and what they went on to influence. They don't deserve another breath. The real heart of today's episode is the victims. I can't cover every victim's life post-Columbine as there are so many intricate details to each, but I want to highlight a few. Anniversaries are triggers, especially in the case of Columbine. And the first six-month anniversary would rock the community. The six-month anniversary of the attacks coincided with a visual reminder so dark that many turned away. The surveillance videos of Dylan and Eric roaming the halls, flaunting their guns, cockily drinking drinks from cups sitting on the cafeteria tables, and kids fleeing in terror were released to the media. Many victims and parents couldn't watch. Some force themselves to. All anniversaries or firsts hurt. Birthdays, milestones, first moment of anything when you're trying to move on. In an article in Psychology Today by Ellen Hendrickson, PhD, she describes the complex anniversary reaction phenomenon. Quote, regardless of what happened, the anniversary reaction is specifically timed, hence the name, emotionally complex and truly distressing. Moreover, it's common, some researchers think, that the anniversary reaction should even be an official symptom of PTSD. But despite the patterns being predictable, the reactions themselves are as varied as the individuals experiencing them. Sometimes the mind remembers, even unconsciously, and a psychological reaction like a spike in depression or PTSD can be triggered by the weather, the light, or other seasonal reminders like back to school or the first signs of spring. A study conducted by Yale University studied veterans' reactions to trauma. They found that anniversary reactions were very real. Far more frequently than by chance alone, the months of worst functioning and greater PTSD symptoms lined up with the months in which their trauma had occurred. Along with the mind, the body remembers, with the not-so-coincidental occurrences of physical problems like cardiac events, pneumonia, and pleurisy. For example, a 2015 study, researchers at Stockholm University tracked nearly 50,000 parents who had lost a child any time between 1973 and 2008. Bereaved mothers who also died between 1973 and 2008 had an increased chance of dying during the anniversary week of their child's death, especially of a cardiovascular-related event. This would prove to be the case for many Columbine survivors and their families.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
HelloFresh. Anne-Marie Holkalter was struggling initially. She was shot in many places, but the most debilitating blow was to her spinal cord. She was in constant pain. She managed to go to school for one class, physics, but a tutor taught her at home the rest of the time. I recently listened to her on a podcast called The Secret Garden, where the host was also coping with trauma and went on to study the ways to deal with it. In the podcast, Anne-Marie describes the aftermath of Columbine, and while she is tough as nails, the impact on her family and the way her father treated her are pretty devastating. It was originally reported that her father was heartbroken but helpful. But if you listen to Anne-Marie's most recent interview, that couldn't be further from the truth. In fact, her father stole money from her trust, money that was raised and donated to help her. He did this in order to fund his new life and a new wife. Anne-Marie didn't need that abandonment, and she certainly didn't need the tragedy that, according to her, hit her harder than Columbine ever could have. On October 20th, the official six-month anniversary, hundreds of students couldn't even walk into the school. But bravely, victims severely injured in the massacre like Richard Castaldo, Patrick Ireland, and Anne-Marie Holkalter went to school that day. Days later, many students still couldn't enter the school. Trauma was manifesting in their bones. That week, Anne-Marie went with her father to Leawood Elementary to thank people who donated toward her healing and recovery. Anne-Marie's mother, Carla June, was not present for this. Instead, she walked into a pawn shop outside of Denver. It was 10 a.m. when she entered. She asked the clerk to see a handgun. He showed her options behind a glass case, and she chose one immediately. While the clerk was entering a background check into the system, while his back was turned, Carla June also turned her back and loaded the gun with ammo she had brought with her. She fired it into her temple, killing herself. Carla June died minutes after being rushed to the same hospital her daughter was treated at for wounds inflicted by a gun, the same method Carla used to exit this world and her daughter's life. It took her daughter a long time to come to terms with the pain of losing her mom, even saying that it was far worse than the Columbine tragedy that left her wheelchair-bound for the rest of her life. She struggled with trying to understand why her mom would use a gun. How morbidly ironic. She also struggled with being angry that her mom left her when she needed her the most. Yet, she came to forgive her mom. She knew it wasn't Columbine that caused her suicide, though it didn't help. Her mother had struggled with serious bouts of depression her whole life. Columbine just might have been the tipping point. Anne-Marie continues to thrive despite of all this. She went to school, graduated, got a successful job, bought a townhouse, and seems to have a bright attitude, even amongst her down moments, saying that she just tries to not stay in them very long. She's smart, super pretty, and seems very self-assured. And she even found it in her heart to forgive. While Anne Marie was initially still in the hospital, Sue Klebold, Dylan's mom, wrote her a letter. It was a letter Anne Marie has read 3 times, as she stated in an interview. That day, when she received it, on an anniversary, and when Anne Marie went on to publicly forgive and show grace toward Dylan Klebold's mom, Sue. In her letter, originally posted on her Facebook page, Anne Marie reveals that she was contacted by 2020 to comment for the program after it was announced Sue's book and the activism that Sue was working on that was coming out. But instead, she chose to reach out to Sue directly, thanking her for a compassionate letter sent in the wake of the shootings and stressing that, quote, "I have no ill will towards you. Just as I wouldn't want to be judged by the sins of my family members, I hold you in that same regard. It's been a rough road for me, with many medical issues because of my spinal cord injury and intense nerve pain. That's been compounded many times by the media." Her letter specifically said this: "Dear Sue Klebold, I was injured at Columbine High School in 1999. As you know, your son Dylan and his classmate Eric Harris killed 13 people and then themselves. You are releasing a book called A Mother's Reckoning, and you are appearing tomorrow on the TV program 2020 to talk about what happened and what your son did. I have only 2 instances to form an opinion on you, and they are as follows. Number one, you and your husband wrote me a letter a few months after I was paralyzed, saying how sorry you were. It was genuine and personal. The Harris letter, on the other hand, was 4 sentences long on a folded up piece of paper and was cold and robotic. To refresh your memory, your letter read like this. Quote, "Dear Anne Marie, our prayers have been with you each day as we read about the terrible ordeal you and your family have experienced. We read that you have been transferred to Craig Hospital and were so thankful that you had progressed to the point where you could enter a rehabilitation facility. Though we have never met, our lives are forever linked through this tragedy that has brought unspeakable heartbreak to our families and our community. With deepest humility, we apologize for the role our son Dylan had in causing the suffering you and your family have endured. Your recovery process will be a long and difficult road, and we hope that the support of people all over the world will help you find strength and courage as you meet the many challenges you have yet to face. When we read reports of your progress, we marvel at your resolve. It is still terribly difficult for us to believe that our son we knew could play a role in causing harm to you and others. The reality that he shared in this responsibility for the senseless tragedy is beyond our comprehension. We offer our love, support, and service as you and your family work to gain control over your lives. May God watch over you during your recovery process and beyond. May each day bring you success, however small, that bring you hope and encouragement. Sincerely, Sue and Tom Klebold." Number 2. Anne Marie says, "I was contacted by ABC to comment for the 2020 special, and they told me that any proceeds from your book, aside from publisher's costs, will go to helping those with mental illness. 6 months after Columbine happened, my mother, Carla, committed suicide. She was already suffering from depression, so the shootings didn't directly cause her to do what she did, but it certainly didn't help. It means a lot to me that you wouldn't keep those proceeds for yourself, but to help others that suffer from mental illness. I think it's appropriate that the program that you are appearing on is named 2020. Hindsight is truly 2020, and I'm sure you have agonized over what you could have done differently. I know, because I do the same thing with trying to think of ways I could have prevented my mother's death. I have no ill will towards you, just as I wouldn't want to be judged for the sins of my family members. I hold you in the same regard. It's been a rough road for me, with many medical issues because of my spinal cord injury and intense nerve pain. But I choose not to be bitter towards you. A good friend once told me, bitterness is like swallowing a poison pill and expecting the other person to die. It only harms yourself. I have forgiven you and only wish you the best. Sincerely, Anne Marie Holkalter.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Matthew Koechter died that day, but his football team kept his memory alive. Matt played both offense and defense for the school. He was a standout athlete and young man. After Matt was gone, the team pushed through. They wanted to make him proud. They wore his initials on their uniforms. And they even pulled ahead in the state rankings. They would cry and cry after each win as they chanted MJK, MJK, which were Matt's initials. And they even beat the front runner, Cherry Creek High. This was monumental for the team. They held a victory rally and put a photo of Matt up saying, quote, "This one's for you."
Sorry, I'm gonna cry. It's sad.
Patrick Ireland sat in the stands watching the win. He had gone back to school keeping straight A's and fulfilled his dream of being valedictorian. Patrick, as you'll remember, was the boy in the window, whose strength and perseverance is almost star-worthy. He worked through his brain injury, his physical injuries. He kept his grades up and, like I said, fulfilled that goal of being valedictorian. And he made a close to full physical recovery. Despite some ailments here and there, like a finger and toe that are kind of crinked sideways, he's a healthy, handsome, thriving adult. He has stayed close, like many of other former students and victims of Columbine, with his friends there. It's an unbreakable bond. He even views his famous video of him crawling out the window as a moment of pride and strength. Oprah Winfrey seemed rattled when he was a guest on her show and they played the video, but he responded in a cool, calm way with pride. He survived. And that's the biggest badge of honor anyone could have. Now, a successful financial advisor with a young family married to the love of his life, Ireland uses public speaking to pass on the message that hard work and perseverance can move mountains. Quote, "Those of us who choose to be victors can achieve the goals we set out for ourselves," he said. But he's also defiant, and rightfully so. Quote, "I was so determined not to let my shooters win. I believe the world is still good at heart. People need to hold on to that. Evil will not win. There are too many good people in the world." Sue Klebold is working to right the wrongs of her son. She's working with experts in other schools who are attempting to teach mindfulness and self-care at a young age, even starting at the kindergarten level, and it seems to be working. It's heartwarming to see Sue in her documentary visit a school where the kids are talking about their feelings and they're breathing deeply, stretching their arms toward the sky, and slowly developing coping mechanisms to aid them in future obstacles they may encounter. Listen, life is full of scary twists and turns, stress and disappointments, but my hope for you as we close this series out is that next time you feel the weight of self-doubt and agony on your shoulders, you breathe a little deeper, stretch your arms out higher, Take a walk in the snow or sunshine, whatever it takes. And in the words of the final quote from Bukowski, sometimes you climb out of bed in the morning and you think, I'm not going to make it. But you laugh inside, remembering all the times you felt that way. Thank you guys so much for listening. And please, if you're enjoying the show, remember to leave a 5-star rating and positive review. Tell a friend. Connect with us on Instagram at 7 Deadly Sinners Podcast. Love you all. Seven Deadly Sinners was written and created by me, Rachel O'Brien. Research and writing assistance by Kate Codman. Sound engineering and music production by Greg Hunter. And produced by Rachel O'Brien and Greg Hunter. Thank you for listening.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right.